there's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Welcome to a special bonus episode of Hot Off the Wire. In this edition of our daily news program, we feature a selection of stories covering a variety of topics. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, those stories from the Associated Press.
It's the great Easter basket question, to peep or not peep? Millions are made daily by Just Born Quality Confections in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Caitlin Servian is the company's brand manager.
We make 5.5 million peeps every single day, which is approximately 2 billion peeps per year, enough to circle the earth not just one time, but two times.
Peeps is Just Born's most recognizable brand and one of a handful of candies that evoke strong reactions, good and bad.
We think that Peeps have become such a cultural icon because they've been passed down through generations. Families that have put them in Easter baskets or received them in their Easter baskets are then passing them down to their children and family and friends.
Servian says there are many ways to include Peeps in celebrations. People have been known to use them in recipes and even artwork. I'm Mike Hempen.
Scientists may have found a Tatooine-like planet outside the solar system orbiting two failed stars or brown dwarfs like in the movie Star Wars.
They exist in sci-fi for decades before we knew that they could even really exist in reality.
University of Birmingham researcher Thomas Bancroft also says the exoplanet's odd orbit sets it apart.
We think this is probably the best evidence we have so far of a planet in this polar configuration.
Space exploration is not an option for now.
It's about 120 light years from here. So this is reasonably nearby as the galaxy goes.
Bancroft says they'll study it from Earth. Meanwhile, may the force be with you. I'm Julie Walker.
Microdosing is getting popular with a new breed of health seekers looking to reduce anxiety, stress, and depression. It involves taking very low doses of psychedelic drugs.
Usually LSD, sometimes psilocybin, and they take them once every 3 or 4 days for extended periods of time.
University of Chicago researcher Harriet DeWitt's been studying whether that actually works. It does for Matt Metzger, a Marine combat veteran who says small amounts of psychedelic mushrooms help him deal with PTSD.
Within 2 months of microdosing, I had this general sense of well-being that I just hadn't felt in literally a decade and a half.
The substances are illegal in most places, but a wave of research is further opening the door to microdosing.
It was the first time in so long that I had felt like life was worth living.
But researchers like DeWitt say the real effect is hard to gauge.
We haven't seen very strong effects.
One small study suggests any psychological benefits come from the placebo effect. Microdosers expect to feel better, and they do, even if taking an empty capsule. I'm Sagar Meghani.
At a zoo in Barcelona, Spain, they're caring for a 40-year-old African elephant. The Barcelona Zoo specializes in geriatric care for aging animals. Zookeeper Jose Maria Santa Maria says the geriatric animals arrive from places where they've had troubled lives, so they require extra care and constant attention. Martin Sordan, CEO of the World Association of Zoos and Aquariums, says under human care, many species have a longer lifespan than their counterparts in the wild.
This is what is actually pushing us to have to develop more research and improve practices, because we're having to care for animals that, as you were saying, in nature probably they will be victims of predators, or they would die of hunger or diseases.
Along with caring for two aging elephants, the Barcelona Zoo is also home for a 15-year-old wolf, a leopard and tiger, both 17, and a flock of senior flamingos and other birds. I'm Donna Water.
While Americans wonder how Trump's tariff war will play out, Gulf Coast shrimpers are cheering them on. American shrimpers have been hammered in recent years by cheap imports that have flooded the U.S. market, driving down profits to razor-thin margins. According to the Southern Shrimpers Alliance, the price of imported shrimp has dropped by more than $1.5 billion since 2021, causing the U.S. shrimp industry to lose nearly 50% of its market value. The alliance says that the overseas industry has benefited from billions of dollars invested in things like shrimp agriculture, cheap or even forced labor, use of antibiotics banned in the U.S., and few or no environmental regulations. Shrimpers also say that they lack the subsidies that farmers get when facing stiff competition. More than 90% of shrimp consumed in the United States is imported. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A study finds the number of abortions in states where they're legal increased by less than 1% last year, and the number of people crossing state lines to get them dropped by about 9%. The Guttmacher Institute, a research organization that supports abortion rights, estimates there were 1.04 million abortions in 2024. State-level numbers changed far more dramatically in places where bans took effect or were lifted, as well as places nearby. The survey does not count abortions using pills mailed to states where they're banned. Multiple studies have found that the total number of abortions in the U.S. has risen since the Supreme Court reversed Roe v. Wade, despite some states implementing bans. I'm Julie Walker.
It's harder to get the IRS on the phone this tax filing season. Taxpayers calling the Internal Revenue Services for help processing their taxes this filing season may find it harder than normal to get someone on the phone. Experts say that problem is only expected to get worse next year, with staff cuts slashing the workforce. For this year, data of tax return processing times shows numbers that are a lot like numbers from last year. IRS employees involved in the 2025 tax season were not allowed to accept a buyout offer from the Trump administration until after the taxpayer filing deadline of April 15th, even though thousands of probationary workers were laid off earlier in the year. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
The Wisconsin State Supreme Court has ruled that the creative use by Wisconsin's governor of a uniquely powerful veto to lock in a school funding increase for 400 years may be attention-grabbing, but it was also constitutional. Wisconsin is the only state where governors can partially veto spending bills by striking words, numbers, and punctuation to create new meaning or spending amounts. The governor took an increase for the 2023-24 and 2024-25 school years and vetoed the 20 from the beginning of those years, and also vetoed the hyphen to make the end date for the school funding increase 2425, or 400 years from now. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Katy Perry is set to kick off a sci-fi-themed world tour next week, just days after flying to space. Perry's heard critics bash both the space flight and her last album, but her mantra remains the same.
I can control what I can control.
And get up after setbacks. That was the theme of her 2013 hit Roar. Perry partly attributes her longevity to transcendental meditation, which changed her life and took her on a long inner space journey.
To untangle some wires, to answer some questions, to become more grounded, to find the power within myself.
Which Perry knows she has.
Because I wrote Firework.
The 80s show tour will have a dance-infused flair, what Perry calls Disneyland on wheels. I'm Sagar Meghani.
Want to take your party where it's never been? Grab Hypnotic, the electric blue elixir that makes the average party iconic. Hypnotic is not your typical drink. You already know how Hypnotic looks, but do you know how it tastes? It's a refreshing blend of exotic fruits, French vodka, and a little cognac to electrify the palate with a color that will get you noticed in all the right ways. It's like a nightclub in a bottle, perfect for creating classic moments with friends who appreciate the finer things in life. At a party, a club, or just hanging out, Hypnotic brings people together. Whether you're toasting the past or celebrating today, Hypnotic never goes out of style. Sip Hypnotic straight, on the rocks, or mix it in your own iconic cocktail. Find Hypnotic in your favorite liquor store or bar. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Anabe brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-in feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
There's more than 100,000 people on the transplant list, and most of these people are waiting for a kidney. Thousands will die on the list before ever being eligible to get one. And many experts say that there will never be enough human donors.
That's why scientists are turning to a procedure known as xenotransplantation.
It's a fancy word to say animal to human organ transplant.
I'm Haya Panjwani. On this episode of The Story Behind the AP Story, we hear from Lauren Neergaard and Shelby Lum, who have been following the journey of xenotransplants over the last few years. Lauren says xenotransplantation has actually been tried for many, many years, unsuccessfully.
There were a number of chimpanzee transplants back in the 1960s. Probably the most famous of them was Baby Faye in 1984, who lived for 21 days with a baboon's heart. They didn't work because back then, doctors and scientists hadn't really understood exactly how you could overcome the challenge of the immune system. The human immune system immediately recognizes those animal organs and the animal tissue as foreign and attacks. So if you just took a pig's organ, you know, any old pig organ, and stuck it in a person on the operating table, it would literally turn black before the surgeon's eyes. That's how fast the immune system would attack it. Now what's happening is we have companies that are gene editing pigs. They are modifying the genes in pigs so that they are born lacking some of those molecules that say, attack me, to the human immune system. And with some additional human genes to make them more compatible with people. They are already used in, well, we use them for food, but they're also already used in human medicine in a variety of ways. We get heart valves from pigs. We get skin grafts from pigs. And their organs are very compatible to human organs in the anatomy. They look like human organs. They work like human organs. The blood vessels are in the right place that you can attach them properly.
Shelby says they've been able to meet some of the pigs used in these procedures.
And these pigs are bred specifically to be more compatible for human size, but they look like normal pigs. They look exactly like what you would think of a normal pig to look like. The pigs at the research farm are used for some of the early xenotransplant experiments. So these are for some of the decedent studies where these organs are being tested in brain dead donors, as well as some of the early compassionate care cases.
We really started seeing the first examples of organs from these gene edited pigs being tested in brain dead donors. And so kidneys from pigs were placed in them to see what happened. And this is where Shelby got to do something really cool.
I got the chance to be in the operating room for this really experimental surgery to test the pig kidney in this brain dead donor, whose name is Mo. Mo's family had graciously decided to donate his body to this research to see if this could work. In order to do that, we worked with the university for months, which included sending over my vaccination history. It included getting testing done. I had to get blood work drawn to make sure that I wasn't bringing in anything into this operating room. So once you're in the operating room, it's pretty similar to a regular kidney transplant surgery. You have the surgeon who's starting the surgery, and then surgeons go to the farm and they procure the pig kidney there. And so they fly it back to NYU where the surgery is being done. And in that surgery, they put the pig kidney into the donor and it turns pink immediately, which is the big sign for a kidney transplant surgery. That's what you want to see, is this moment where that kidney turns pink. And it was this really incredible moment where the surgeons attached the kidney. You hear all of them chattering and you hear them say, "It's pink."
What was really amazing was how quickly this moved from deceased bodies into living people.
In January 2022, a man named David Bennett became the first person to receive a pig heart transplant.
And Dr. Bartley Griffith, who was the surgeon involved here, told us how nervous he was about broaching it and then how this patient responded with humor. He said, "You know, what do you think I'm going to oink?" That first operation, that first transplant, lasted only 2 months.
The second pig heart attempt with a Navy veteran named Lawrence Fawcett also only lasted a little less than 2 months.
Then the kidneys started.
A man named Rick Slayman and a woman named Lisa Pisano both received gene-edited pig kidneys.
Those two patients also died. So this is a point where the doctors are like, whoa, we're not having as much success as we wanted. And they started looking for patients who were not quite so critically ill as those first four people. An Alabama woman named Tawana Looney has lived the longest with a gene-edited pig kidney. She had it for 130 days before her doctors at NYU had to remove it earlier this month. Looney had been doing very well. She had told us she felt like Superwoman. But then at the beginning of April, her body began rejecting the organ. She's recovered from the surgery and is back home on dialysis again, disappointed, of course. But that record time living with a pig kidney did provide valuable information to scientists. So what's next? A New Hampshire man received a pig kidney at Mass General Hospital in January. Like Looney, he was not as sick as some of the prior recipients when he was transplanted, and so far, so good. Chinese researchers also recently announced a pig kidney transplant there. So this is gaining momentum.
Looney issued a statement saying the outcome wasn't what anyone had hoped for, but she's hoping that it can inspire others in this journey as xenotransplantation is studied more. And there are people who are very interested in getting a xenotransplant.
With any new scientific procedures, there come risks.
So one of the risks, of course, is that this will fail. The doctors will all say those first four were actually not failures because of how much they learned from each one of those patients. They will tell you those are names that will go down in medical history because they learned from each and every one of them. The other side of the risk, though, is the fact that we are using animal organs in people. And that does come with concern about whether there would be any possible transmission of animal viruses to people. One of the ethical challenges is whether these people are fully consenting to an experiment, because so far they have been people who really have been out of other options. There also are some ethical issues about how the animals are treated, how we're using animals as for, you know, the good of humans. And so that's something that the proponents of this believe is helped by the fact that we're using pigs, which are also used for food already.
Lauren and I have talked with a few people who have expressed interest in getting one, because for so many people living on dialysis, being in the chair several times a week, it is just not the best quality of life. They don't feel good. They aren't able to do the things they want to. And so there are people who are really interested in being part of these early studies.
I think the main theme that we've heard from all of the patients that we've managed to speak with so far, or their families, or even in the case of Mo, the man whose body was used for that early experiment that lasted 2 months, there's this common theme that whatever happens to them, they hope that this will teach the surgeon something and the scientist something, so that eventually this will work and help other people. That's every person that Shelby and I have talked to has said that. Food and Drug Administration has given United Therapeutics permission to do a clinical trial using pig kidneys created by their subsidiary, Revivicor Incorporated, to a small number of participants. They'll do surgeries on the first few patients, see how it go, how they fare for a few months, and then they'll ramp up to larger numbers.
This has been the story behind the AP story. For more on AP's health coverage, visit apnews.com.
Monday morning's 5.2 magnitude earthquake in Southern California sent bottles crashing to the floor at Mountain Liquors in Julian, where the quake was centered. Sent Melissa Malloy's dog scrambling through her home in Ramona, while John Frank Elliott's hopped off the couch barking in El Cajon. But perhaps most fascinating were the African elephants at the San Diego Zoo Safari Park. As the zoo's cameras shook, the small herd could be seen running in different directions, then clustering together in the center of their enclosure, the three older elephants appearing to encircle the two calves, looking outward for danger, ears spread and flapping, even after the rocking stopped. The park says the behavior is known as an alert circle, and notes elephants can feel sound through their feet. Officials reported no injuries or major damage from the quake, and that includes the elephants. I'm Ben Thomas.
Vultures have an image problem. Seen as ugly and associated with death, they are among the least loved animals in the world. But conservationists in Africa are trying to change that. They've launched an effort to save endangered vultures by trying to put a dollar figure on their value. General Manager for the Volpro Vulture Rehabilitation Center, Alistair Sinclair.
From a medical, from a veterinary, and from a financial point of view, they are extremely important in the environment.
A recent report by the BirdLife International Conservation Organization estimates that vultures are worth $1.8 billion a year to certain ecosystems in southern Africa. Six of the 11 species found on the continent are listed as endangered or critically endangered by the International Union for Conservation of Nature, which says that vultures are highly threatened in many parts of the world. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Before Swedish slow TV hit The Great Moose Migration begins, Ulla Malgram stocks up on coffee and prepared meals. She doesn't want to miss a moment of the 20-day, 24-hour event.
Sleep. Forget it. I don't sleep.
The migration's part of a trend that began in 2009 with Norwegian public broadcaster NRK's minute-by-minute airing of a seven-hour train trip across the southern part of the country. Great Moose Migration filmmaker Johan Erlag says that the slow TV style is rewarding.
The slow TV concept and the meditative feeling of the program is actually what people like, because everyone is so stressed today with the social media and the way we produce everything we do in our life, and this is the total opposite.
Academic Annette Hill tells the AP slow TV has roots in reality television but lacks the staging and therefore feels more authentic for viewers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On this week's AP Religion Roundup, Catholic leaders say the devout shouldn't buy holy relics online. With the upcoming canonization of its first millennial saint, the Catholic Church has turned to police in Italy to investigate the online sale of some purported relics of Carlo Acutis. Acutis is the tech-savvy youth who died at age 15 and has already been drawing hundreds of thousands of pilgrims to his shrine ahead of his canonization. The practice of gathering relics dates to the earliest days of the church, when many faithful Christians died as martyrs in religious persecutions.
It explains to us the closeness of God to us.
Domenico Sorrentino, the Bishop of Assisi, explains that relics are small pieces of a saint's body that are used for devotion.
It's not something magic. It's not something that works automatically. It works through faith.
In Acutis' case, the first miracle in his canonization process was the healing of a boy in Brazil after a prayer service invoking his intercession with the presence of a relic. An anonymous seller had created an online auction of allegedly authenticated locks of Acutis' hair that were fetching bids of more than $2,000 before being taken down.
It's unfortunate that such a thing would happen, because that's really
a misuse of the relics and actually a disrespect to him and to his memory.
Larry Kulik, an American bishop, is among the pilgrims that have flocked to the central Italian town of Assisi, where his body lays in a shrine. He says the relics of any saint should be handled reverently.
They are inspirational for us, but they are really, for us as Catholics, opportunities to help us to pray.
Amelia Simone is a teenage Catholic pilgrim who says she would never buy a relic like the one offered for sale online.
It just would feel a bit weird to me. I don't know. I don't think I'd like that.
Acutis will be formally declared a saint at a mass in front of the Vatican St. Peter's Basilica on April 27th. I'm Walter Ratliff.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Want to take your party where it's never been? Grab Hypnotic, the electric blue elixir that makes the average party iconic. It's a refreshing blend of exotic fruits, French vodka, and cognac, electrifying the palate and getting you noticed. Perfect for creating classic moments with friends who appreciate the finer things in life. Hypnotic brings people together. Sip Hypnotic straight, on the rocks, or mix it in your own iconic cocktail. Find Hypnotic in your favorite liquor store or bar. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.